The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Welcome to my home. Welcome to my kitchen, where I don't spend a lot of time. Now, I've been married for 20 years and I have two kids, but I'm not exactly a great chef. Yet, I love preparing food for my family. I also love infomercials. So when I saw this infomercial, remember, set it and forget it?
I'll just put it in this machine over here. I'll slide it back and set it and forget it.
When I saw that, I'm like, okay, must order now. And I did. I picked up my phone and I ordered it. And guess what? It works. I couldn't believe it, but if you follow the instructions, this has been designed so that I don't have to spend my life in the kitchen, yet I can still provide for my family. Now, my name is Shalene Johnson. You might know me from late night infomercials. I've sold millions of exercise DVDs. But there came a point in my career where I wanted to help other people learn how to start their own businesses. I wanted to help people with personal development. And I knew that meant I needed to figure out how to do that online. And I kept thinking to myself about this thing and how awesome it is and how I wish there was something like that. Because, you know, when you think about starting a business online, just like you, I was like, I don't know what to do first. There's so many people saying it's all about Twitter. You know, we know it's social media. There's all these opportunities, but there's so many people who become famous and have these huge business opportunities because of YouTube. So should I do YouTube? But what about Pinterest? Everyone says that's the way to go if you don't have money for advertising. It's great for leads. But then there's so many people saying I should write a blog, and it's all about blogging 3 times a week or 5 times a week or however many times. And what about Instagram? Should I do videos or photos? And maybe it's Facebook. Yeah, I got to figure out Facebook and keep up with the rules that change every other day. And now everyone's talking about webinars. And so maybe it's webinars. And I know I need to build an email list, but I don't even know what a CRM is, and I don't want to become a tech guru, and I didn't have the resources to hire someone to do those things. I knew I needed customers, but more importantly, I wanted clients. I wanted people who I loved working with, who ultimately I could recommend things to them, right, and get sales. Now, I knew that if I could learn the right way to do this and not have to be a slave to my laptop, not have to become tied down to my business, if I could just find the right way to do this, I could have results. Now, I give you this analogy because it's the best possible analogy I can make for you. I've been able to do this, and you can too. I want to show you a statistic right now that's going to blow your mind, and I hope it's going to get you really happy. What you're looking at is a stat taken today, this morning, from Google Analytics. What you're seeing is how we drive traffic, not to a big developed website, but to one single page that I created in 2011. Now, in 2011, I thought, I don't even know what my business is yet. I just know I'm good at to-do lists and organizing, and I'd love to someday help people figure this stuff out. So I created 30 Day Push. It was just a very simple way, me opening up a laptop and teaching people how to create a to-do list. We created one page. Again, that was 2011. I haven't done virtually anything with it since then. And it has generated over 100,000 new customers to my list every single year, month after month, week after week. And better than that, it's serving people. It's helping to change lives. Now, I want you to look at this graph because what you're seeing, that 8%, is what most people think they have to do, is that they have to have a big budget for advertising so that they rank number one or number two when someone does a Google search. And what you're seeing there is that that huge piece of the pie isn't from advertising, it's from doing the right things in social media. It's for using the seven key ingredients that I want to show you so that you can put together your own crock pot and set it and forget it. Like, this represents the business opportunities that are in front of you because of the internet. This doesn't require an advertising budget. It requires knowing which ingredients to put in and in what order. Now, this is my thing. I get really excited because I feel like it's such a privilege to be able to share this with you. And it's why I want to start off by dispelling some huge myths. Number one, you don't need a website to do this. I mean, you used to have to need a website and a team who would develop the website for you and a budget so that you could advertise and get yourself ranked number one on Google, but you don't need that anymore. Guess what else? You don't need to be everywhere in social media. Hello? There's 1.5 billion people on Facebook. Do you really need more than that? There's 1.2 billion on YouTube, 300 million on Instagram. I mean, wherever you are, I promise that there are enough people already in that medium. You just have to learn how it is you can best feature your brand and who you are. So you don't have to be everywhere. You don't have to be a slave to your laptop. Guess what else is a big myth? You don't have to be a tech wizard. And you don't have to have an advertising budget. Get this. You don't even have to know what it is you want to sell yet. I didn't know. You just have to have this. A desire, a belief that there's more you could be doing, that there's people you could be helping, and that it's possible. Now, if you believe it's possible and you want to learn more, I'm going to urge you right now to take out a pen and a piece of paper. Because I'm about to give you that recipe. You know how your grandma has this very special way of making something on Thanksgiving Day, or there's that special recipe, right? And you just wish you had the ingredients. I'm about to give you the ingredients. So write these down. This is what makes all the difference when we talked about that crock pot where you can put in the key ingredients, set it and forget it. It starts with number one, your lifer. Now, if you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, or maybe you listen to my podcast, you know what a lifer is. But if this is the first time we've spent some time together, here's what a lifer is. It's someone who you enjoy spending time with. It's your ideal customer. It's a person who, they make you feel like $1 million when you're helping them. Recently, I was having a conversation with a gal who's a hairstylist, and she's really learned to specialize her business. And she's gotten to this place where her business is doing amazing, but there are still days, certain clients who she doesn't love spending time with. And so I asked her, I said, describe for me your five favorite clients. And we went through that, each of their names. We wrote down the initials. Of course, I didn't know who they were. And I said, now tell me what these five people have in common. And she went, wow, I never even realized it. But yeah, they're all entrepreneurs. They're all, or married to an entrepreneur. They're really easy to get along with. They're about my age. All five happen to be married. All five happen to be Christians. All five happen to be really low maintenance, normal, nice people who are easy to please. And then I said for her, describe for me your five least favorite clients. The ones when they call to book an appointment, you're like, ugh, you just feel life draining out of you. And she did. And those five had a lot of similarities. And I said to her, this group of five, the ones that make you feel like $1 million, the ones that you love serving, those are your lifers. The first thing you have to do is identify who are the people that you want to help, you love helping, what do they have in common, so that once you know who those people are, not only does it make it easier for them to find you and for you to find them, guess what else happens? You become much happier in your work. The second ingredient is you. But it's understanding how to be you times two. And so many people aren't sure what that is. Actually, I think they're sure what it is, but they're afraid or unclear on how to develop that unique thing that you do differently from anyone else. Now, I'm not the first person who ever taught someone how to create a to-do list or to get organized. I mean, I've learned it from hundreds of other people who did it before me. And there are experts who are known for this. Brian Tracy and Stephen Covey and Jim Rohn. It wasn't that I was trying to say I'm the first person to ever teach organization, but I have my own unique way of doing it. So the second key ingredient is understanding that it's about you. It's being you, but bold enough and big enough so that people can find you. People are looking for someone who can deliver the information just the way that you do, in your special and unique way. Next is social media. But it's not every form of social media. Like, so many people are just doing social media, like just doing and doing and doing. And they're like, I know I need to post to Facebook, and now I guess I should tweet 10 times today, and I haven't posted to Instagram in 5 days. They're doing social media without a purpose. The key ingredient to building a successful online business, and we talk about this for hours in Marketing Impact, is understanding what to do in each social media platform, and then recognizing which ones you should focus on. Because if you're in all of them, that's like dating 20 people. Nobody really gets to know who you are. It's understanding which ones you should be focusing on and how to do that with purpose. Next, you need to understand what it is you're giving so that your value and your content creates a journey. I mean, we've all heard that, right? Like, content is king and you've got to provide great value. And people are doing that, but it's not value that provides a journey, right? Like, we know that content is supposed to be valuable, right? It's supposed to be something that people watch or they see and they're like, oh, wow, that I learned something. But if it doesn't create a journey for people to follow, that's why people's businesses feel like they're caught up and they become a prisoner to creating value and it's not turning into results. Think about this with your kids. For those of you who have children, or think of your own parents, the way that they give you information is not all at once. They do it so that it creates a journey in your own development. And that's what so many people miss when they're developing their own online business, is your content should develop a slow process, a journey for your clients. Next, whether you like it or not, you have got to find a way to take these people who you've been serving in social media and get them onto an email list. You just have to do that. You never know when Facebook's going to shut you down, when YouTube bans your account. And if you're spending all of your time in one of those platforms and you haven't built an email list, my friends, you are flirting with disaster. That is the best way to serve the people who really become your lifers, the people you love spending time with, the people who you want to help. Next, forget about sales. I hate sales. I don't believe in sales. I believe in suggesting what I think is best for people, and I've always believed that. Whether it's a blender or a hanger or a rotisserie chicken cooker, if it works and I know it's going to make somebody's life better, I'm going to tell them about it. So that next piece isn't about learning to be great at sales. It's creating a relationship with your lifers so that when you do suggest something, when you do have a recommendation, you don't have to sell. People trust you. They know that you're looking out for their best interest. You have so much in common that they're like, you don't even have to suggest it. They're already asking, what is that thing that you're doing? I want to do it. That's where you want to be. Too many people are trying to figure out how to sell. And we can smell someone who's trying to sell us something a mile away. We're just too savvy, right? And it kind of repels people. So in the Marketing Impact Academy, that's one thing that we really emphasize, is forget selling. Create lifers and then learn how to recommend and suggest and advise people what you think is best for them. Never tell people what to do. Just make a suggestion that's in their best interest. And if you're doing that, most people are already asking before it's even available. And lastly, once people have become a customer or they've decided that they want to do business with you, that's when the relationship becomes so important. It's just like marriage, right? Once you walk down the aisle, that's when the relationship really can become strong. But those people who forget how important it is to maintain and to build and to support and to love on their partner, those are the people who end up really unhappy and losing that relationship. In the Marketing Impact Academy, it's one thing that we really focus on, and you've got to do it in your business. You've got to learn how to take care of customers long after the sale, how to provide for them from your heart, because it's truly something that you care about. You care about these people. That's why you're working with your lifers. Now, this is a problem for some people because they leave out just one of these ingredients. It's like baking a cake. If you have the perfect ingredients for a cake, but you leave out the eggs, how does the cake turn out? It's a flop. But yet you spent so much time and the kitchen's a disaster now, and you've invested all of your time and your money developing this cake, and you leave out one ingredient and it flops. That's a problem. it's not just the ingredients. It's making sure that they're all in there and then making sure you're putting them in the right measurements and in the right order. And lastly, it's maintaining and growing that relationship long after the sale. Long after you've asked somebody to take action, that's where the relationship really starts. And so many people who start building their online business forget how important that is. I mean, think of it in terms of a marriage. The way I feel about my lifers, I want to take care of them on this journey. And so I have to treat them much the same way you should treat a strong marriage. Like once you walk down the aisle and you say, I do, it's not over then, right? It doesn't happen by accident. You have to work to make that person feel loved and supported and so that they know you care about them. And if you're not doing that with your best customers, with your clients and the people who you call your lifers, well, that's why people are constantly struggling to find new customers. If you learn how, as we teach in the Marketing Impact Academy, what does that mean? Like specifically, what does that mean? Is it emails? Is it videos? Those are the things that we help you identify because it's a little different for each and every business. These are the 7 key ingredients. The problem is, most people either focus too much on one ingredient or they put these ingredients in the wrong order. Or they put too much of one of the ingredients in and it's just like a cake, right? So if you have all of the ingredients that you need, that you know you need to make a perfect cake, right? You've got this perfect recipe, but you're just not sure how many eggs to put in. You put 5 eggs in the cake and that's too many. The cake turns out like a flop. Yet you've already spent your time and your money and your effort and the kitchen's a disaster and so you feel defeated. And many of you feel that way in your business. You're like, all those ingredients you just talked about, I'm pretty sure I'm doing that. But you may have done them in the wrong order or put too much emphasis on one of those ingredients. The other problem for so many people is they miss one of those ingredients and then they get frustrated and they feel like, well, I have success in social media, or my Facebook account is killing it, so I really don't have to worry about learning these other areas. That is flirting with disaster. I mean, I've got friends who've had their Facebook accounts shut down for something that they've been doing for 5 and 6 years, and then suddenly their account has been completely banned, wiped out, which meant their business went to a big fat zero in 1 day, not just on Facebook, on YouTube, on just about every other social media platform. You don't own that platform. I think the other big mistake that people make is that they assume that their business needs to be further along before they have to worry about these things. Wrong. Now is the time. Before you're even quite sure what your business should look like, that's when you've got to make sure you've got all the right ingredients and you know the right measurements and you know in what order they need to go in. I mean, the key to this is knowing in advance how to plan this so that you don't waste time and money. I mean, I assume that you're like me and, you know, you want to live your life. We all know people who are a slave to their phone, right? Or a slave to their desktop and their laptop. And maybe they are having a little bit of success, but who would know because no one ever gets to see them. It's like they're holding on by a thread and every single day they're having to grind to try to figure out how to build their business. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, that's not how I live, and it's not how I want you to live. It's why I created the Marketing Impact Academy. This is a full-blown online academy. It's everything you need, not just so you know what it takes to create a successful online business, but how to do it. I mean, that was a piece that for me was missing. I knew that I needed all these things. I just didn't know how to do them, and I wasn't sure who I was supposed to have do them for me. And I really, every time I talked to someone who was very technical, it was like way over my head. In the Marketing Impact Academy, I go through lesson by lesson by lesson so that you can study it at your own leisure, from the privacy of your own home, from your desktop computer, or from your phone for that matter, in the methodology that allows you to learn the best. Now, some of you love watching video. And there are some of you who much prefer to just listen to audio. Like you love podcasts. It's the best way for you to learn. And then there are some of us who would much rather read it, see it, write it out, understand it, and then apply it to our own business. The very first thing I do is I teach you how to identify your lifer. Not just in concept, but you'll actually download the PDF, you'll go through the questions, and bam, right there on paper, you're like, yes! That's the person I love working with. I love these people. I get them. They get me. Now I know who my lifer is. Then I help you understand what it's going to take to attract that person. And we really can't do that until you know who they are. Where are they? And trust me, there's no shortage of exactly the type of person you want to serve. But you've got to figure out how to attract them instead of spinning your wheels in all these different forms of social media. Understanding how to better identify and distinguish what makes your brand unique. How to really understand what that means, not only in social media, but in the way that you write your emails, the way that everything is laid out, the way you communicate with people who you want to be your customers. Now, we do talk about social media, and we talk about every single area of social media, but what's really important to me is that people not try to be everything everywhere. It's pointless. Instead, we give you a system to evaluate based on who your lifer is, based on the social media that you already have a presence in, where you should be spending your time, and what you should be doing. Now, there are some major, major mistakes that most people are making every single day in social media that with just one little tweak can take your business to the next level. One tiny little step can make all the difference. And I have customer after customer, student after student from the Marketing Impact Academy who have turned their businesses around by just learning how to do one thing differently in the area of social media that they already love. And then I teach you how you create a gift or value, like a free giveaway that really creates this kind of love and reciprocity with your lifers, whether it's an ebook or a report or an audio program or a program like 30 Day Push or video. I help you to evaluate which one is going to be the most fun for you to create, which one makes the most sense, and how to create a really, really good one so that people keep asking for it. And then when they receive it, they're like, I'm a fan for life. I love you. I want to be a part of everything that you do. Thank you so much. And that's a process that has to be delivered to someone. Like, how do you even deliver that? I didn't know that. I'm like, I know how to create these videos to teach people how to do a to-do list. How do I get it to them? How does it get delivered? How do I get their email address? Once I get their email address, what do I do with it? You know, for so many people, it's like those nuts and bolts. They don't know like a CRM. I didn't know what a CRM was. And I don't expect you to know what one is either, but I'm going to help you understand what it is, and I'm not going to tell you which service to use, but I'm going to let you evaluate side by side the top providers so that you can look at, okay, here's how much my business is or is not making right now, and here's the one that makes sense for me today. And I can see that a year from now, I might use this one. I mean, it's really like the safest, coolest place where you can go, this will grow with my business. No matter where I am, I can keep coming back to the Marketing Impact Academy and I can look and go, okay, now based on where my business is, I should probably be using this email provider and how you do that. How it is you're supposed to be writing your emails. Like, I didn't know that. Do you know that? Do you know how many words are supposed to be in an email, what the subject line should say, how often they should be delivered, on what days they should be delivered, how they should be written, should they have pictures, should they have video, all of those things? I mean, don't you want to know the best practices? And that's not to say that there's a cookie cutter way that's going to work for everybody. But I want to share with you the very best practices in such nuts and bolts details that you're like, okay, finally, I have this figured out. I can just fill in the blanks and I'm done. So that once you have all of the ingredients, you can literally put it in that crock pot and go about living your life. That's what you want to do, right? And how to maintain those relationships so that you don't have to sell. Because if you're doing this in the right order, if you're serving your lifers, if you're taking care of them, if you're giving them value, if all of these systems work, then what you'll have is an opportunity to serve people where you don't have to sell. That is something that people don't learn in school. I mean, kids graduate from prestigious universities with a degree in marketing and they don't know any of this. Trust me, I get their resumes. They have $100,000 worth of debt, but they don't know this stuff. And you will and you won't have $100,000 worth of debt. This is the stuff that we teach our personal mentorship clients who spend $20,000 to learn this from myself and my husband. And we teach them, not just the concept, but here's how you write the email. And here's the days that it should follow up on. And here's the next sequence of emails. And here... So all of that is laid out for you, but you don't have to spend $20,000 to be one of our private clients. And you don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars on software programs that are so complicated, I don't know how you would ever figure them out. I've wasted my money on those programs. And I've been lucky enough, fortunate enough to say I've been able to spend $10,000 with the top internet marketers and people who really know network marketing and take their advice and give that to you in a way that makes sense to us. The people who are creative, we don't want to spend our lives trying to figure out coding and websites and all the stuff that's like, it's not even interesting, but you know you need to do it. This is a full-blown online academy. It's everything you need, not just so you know what it takes to create a successful online business, but how to do it. I want to leave you with some messages from people who are graduates of the Marketing Impact Academy.
Well, I'm a youth soccer coach. I've been coaching youth soccer for over 20 years. Majority of the players that play soccer, they want to play it in college. And I've been able to help a lot of players play at the college level. I had the busiest schedule in my life. I coach four teams. I was reforming four new teams at the same time. I'm trying to be a good husband. I'm trying to be a father to a two-year-old son. It's important to me to be able to leverage my time and money to be able to spend the time with my family. I wasn't sure if this was for me. I've never taken an online course. I've never done anything like this before. I took a leap of faith. I trusted in her. I trusted in Brett that this could make a difference. And I just did it. And I didn't hold back. I didn't doubt what was possible. I honestly felt like I couldn't and didn't want to miss out on that opportunity. That opportunity to change my life. The opportunity to make a difference. And I did it. I went after it. We all have that expertise that other people want to learn from us. Marketing Impact Academy allowed me to identify what I know in terms of my expertise, knowledge, and experience. And then I would be able to package it together so that I can share the information that I know with parents and players and help guide them through the process. I would come home from practice late at night, stay up till 2-3 in the morning going through the modules and learning step by step what I needed to do. And I did. So I was able to double my income as a result of going to Marketing Impact Academy within my first month going into business. And the best thing about it is I don't have to leave my house. I don't have to exchange my time for money. I was able to realize that Marketing Impact Academy changed my life when I sent an email out and I went to put my son to sleep at night. And I came walking out of that room and my wife was on the couch going, "Oh my gosh, like they keep coming through, they keep coming through, oh my gosh." I'm like, "What?" Because I left my phone in the other room. And I came out and I realized that while I'm spending time with my son or putting him to sleep or playing with him or going on vacation, I could still be making money. And that's when it hit me that this works. And in that 2-hour span, I made about over $3,000. And we knew at that point that this was gonna work. It was working and we were moving in the right direction for sure. It's possible and I'm living proof of that. You're wondering whether or not Marketing Impact Academy is for you or not. You have two questions to ask yourself. One, are you comfortable and happy where you're at today? Or two, do you want to do something more and make a difference and have a bigger, more powerful effect in your life and on other people? Then Marketing Impact Academy is for you. So you have to be willing to take those steps. And that first step is sometimes the biggest jump, but it's well worth it in the end.
Marketing Impact Academy opens just once a year. This year, we'll be opening on April 11th. If this sounds like the solution you've been looking for, I invite you to join us. Go to marketingimpactacademy.com, and I'll see you inside the classroom.